All right. Time for the newsroom temperature check. It is brought to you by American Weathermakers Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing. They won't be comfortable until you are. AmericanWeathermakers.com. What's your story today, Mary?
I saw this today on Twitter, I mean X, in central London. It occurred. It was kind of crazy, and I'm surprised this doesn't happen more often. Some military horses were having a race of their own. They got loose. They became spooked by some construction workers, some loud construction that was going on during a routine military exercise, and they just went crazy. They threw off their riders, a bunch of soldiers. They took off. They injured a cyclist. They ran into cars, a double-decker bus. It was just crazy, and then they couldn't find them, and they did recover all of them eventually, and two of them were found about 5 miles away. In eastern London. So
yeah, I couldn't watch the video because horses are very fragile. They look very tough, but they're very fragile. There's no way that those horses are going to survive through that. Even the running at the pace they were running on those streets, it just does damage to their legs.
They were a little injured, but I think they're okay. I mean, there's some blood on them, but I just thought, well, that's kind of, I can imagine everybody taking videos, though. It must be
brutal. Absolutely brutal. What's your story, Lauren?
I actually saw this one in the elevator yesterday, and then it started popping up elsewhere. But it's a fascinating study that shows that students that receive good or bad grades, it's not actually solely based on their academic performance. There has been proof that their names play a part. So students with last names near the end of the alphabet receive lower grades, while those whose names started with a letter at the beginning receive higher grades.
No wonder.
I know. So this is crazy. So researchers at the University of Michigan, they discovered that students with surnames starting with A, B, C, D, or E received 0.3 points higher in their grade out of 100 possible points. And then those with later in the alphabet names had 0.3 lower. So that's a 0.6 point gap. And this wasn't like some small study. They actually evaluated over 30 million grading records from the students at the school. And they also gathered data on all kinds of programs, including one called Canvas. So this is what plays an interesting point. Canvas, I guess, is like this widely used online learning management system tool. And the default setting lists students alphabetically. So their thought process, it sounds like, is maybe one reason why this is happening is kind of grading fatigue.
Right.
So like as you start to get down the list, you know, they're like, ugh. So they're suggesting that, you know, teachers modify the settings in any kind of grading system to make sure that the order is not alphabetical.
When you started the story, I thought it's just a teacher is tired, but I didn't know they were grading, you know, in alphabetical order.
And what about like when they seat everybody? And, you know, if they put you in alphabetical order and the A's and B's and C's are in the front row and the XYZ's are way in the back, like, not that I'm bitter or anything, but, you know, and I was always blind as a bat, so I could never see the board. Ever.
You should have got moved to the front of the
class. Well, I was too shy, you know, and you end up in the back a lot. So they really need to figure that out.
You were shy?
I know, that's so weird to picture.
I was.
You're very personable. You were a shy child.
I think it was because I couldn't see very well. And I mean, I did get glasses when I was 6. So you would think it would have helped. But maybe that's one of the reasons. I mean, mix it up a little bit.
Yeah, I think so. What's your story, Kevin?
This is from 247wallstreet.com. The fastest growing brands in each state. So it could be anything. It could be a restaurant, could be a hardware store, could be a department store, whatever it might be. Any guesses for the fastest growing brand in Illinois, according to this website?
Portillo's?
Portillo's not on the list.
You mean like cosmetics?
It could be anything, just a brand.
Can you give us a genre that might help? There's a lot of things.
I'd say cosmetics.
Tea.
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 Why? Like green leaf? Seems too obvious.
Kung Fu Tea is the fastest growing brand in Illinois. I had never even heard of it.
No.
Have you guys?
No, and I drink tea.
That's not Billy Corgan's brand, is it?
No, I don't think so. It's a chain of franchise bubble tea outlets. They have one in Chinatown. I think there's one in Uptown, one in Wicker Park. Runners up are Scooter's Coffee. You ever had Scooter's Coffee?
Mm-mm.
I see them popping up everywhere. When I drive from the farm to the city, they're popping up in small towns. They're just little drive-thrus, like just a little itty-bitty building, and they are making a move.
All right, Scooter's Coffee making a move in Illinois. Olive Garden and Culver's also made the list in Illinois.
Culver's is a Wisconsin company, isn't it?
I love Culver's, though.
So good.
Culver's is
custard.
Great.
Ooh, turtle sundae. Oh, so good.
And you know what? They keep that fried fish. I mean, it's good. It's good. You know, everybody goes to the VFW for a fish fry, but I'm telling you what, the fried cod at Culver's is pretty darn good.
Yeah, I agree. Mm-hmm.
Did you know that one opened up in like near Wrigleyville?
No.
Maybe in
there
Wrigleyville?
You go.
Yeah. I was so shocked to learn it a few months ago, and I was like, ah! However, they don't like do delivery, and I'm not going up there.
That's a hike for you. Yeah. Culver's is delicious. Indiana, something called Rally House, which is a sports apparel retailer, is the fastest growing brand. I had never heard of it. Keep an eye out for Rally House and Scooter's.
Can any
coffee.
Of you explain what bubble tea is? Because that seems to be on every menu, and I have no idea what it is.
Isn't that the one that has like the tapioca balls in them?
That was my guess, but I don't know for sure.
I don't know for sure either. I'm like 80% positive.
Bubble tea, it's what you're talking about, Lauren. It's got the little mm-hmm. the little tapioca balls in them.
Which doesn't sound appealing to be in my tea, but
sounds really gross.
No, but that is what brings really high schoolers gross. To coffee shops at all hours these days. It's always that bubble tea.
Super
stuff.
Popular.
Is it really caffeinated?
I don't know.
I'm sure it is, yeah. I'm going to have to go try Kung Fu tea. I'll report back.
It also says it's known as pearl milk tea, bubble milk tea, tapioca milk tea,
Andrew's
boba tea.
Had it. Producer Andrew just went in my ear. Says he's had Kung Fu tea.
Yeah.
It's growing.
Yeah, so Andrew, what does it taste like?
So it depends on the type of, it's referred to as boba, B-O-B-A, the tapioca balls. And they normally don't have a flavor unless otherwise asked for. It kind of just tastes like if you're drinking your tea and then you kick like a gummy would like just kind of pops in your mouth and you kind of just chew on that and it doesn't really taste anything to.
How does it compare to your other gummies that you like to consume?
Look at that! Called out Andrew.
It's just
right
like
on
a
there.
Gummy, you know. You just pop it in.
The news is coming up next from Lauren Lapka in the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.